Tag watched his friend tossing about on the bed and listened to the Harvest Mouse's disjointed ramblings.
But, Papa, I've done all the work. I'm hungry. Ow! Ow! Please don't beat me, Papa. I've done all the work. Where's Mama? I want my Mama. What? Oh, Mama, please come back.
Nimbalo sobbed heartbreakingly. Tag rose quietly and stroked his friend's head as gently as he could, murmuring,
Hush, matey. Sleep easy now. Hush. Hush.
Nimbalo's eyes opened wide, and he sat up with his paws clenched. Tag could tell he was still sleeping. Nimbalo's voice grew hard.
Put that belt down, Papa. I said, put it down. You ain't going to beat me with it. No more. No more, I say.
Tag pushed him back down and passed a paw over his eyes.
Sleep now. Tag's here, mate. Sleep.
Nimbalo uttered a single word.
Tag?
His eyes closed and he slept peacefully for the remainder of the night. Tag dozed off sitting by the fire. So Nimbalo was a runaway, who had received a hard upbringing from a cruel father. Now Tag knew why his friend presented a tough exterior to all. He wanted to show he could not be bullied or beaten any more. Tag woke late next morning. Nimbalo was still asleep, but Ruskin was up and about. He added mixed oats and barley and some strawberries to the shrewburgoo, staring in a chunk of honeycomb. He nodded to Tag.
Good morning, Trug. What do you think? Shall I toss in some wild celery and onions to this lot?
The otter wrinkled his nose and shook his head.
No, I think the strawberries and honey should be enough, sir. What's the weather like outside, I wonder?
The ancient shrew poured tea from the kettle for his guest.
Fresh as a daisy and pretty as a rosebud. Rain's all gone, streams running muddy but full. What more could a beast want?
Tag went to the bed and shook the snoring Harvest Mouse.
A travelling partner who's awake, that's what I want.
Nimbalo sat up, rubbing his eyes and lying in his teeth.
I'm awake. Been awake for blinking ages, watching you two making breakfast. Fooled you, eh?
Ruskin passed him a steaming bowl.
Then try fooling your stomach with some of this bung bull.
When they had breakfasted, the old shrew sat back in his chair. Reaching down among the cushions, he pulled out two pieces of slate, with fair likenesses of Tag and Nimbalo etched on them. He displayed them proudly.
Ha! I was up long before you's pair. Well, what do you think?
Tag studied them.
They're very good, sir. Very good.
Ruskin was pleased with the otter's verdict.
Thank you, Blug. I'll put them up on me wall after you're gone. You can be part of me family, eh?
I don't want to be part of no fuck.
Tag clapped his paw over Nimbalo's mouth and picked him up.
Let's go outside and stretch in the fresh air, matey.
Ruskin put the portrait aside.
What's wrong with young Bimbo?
Tummy trouble. He bolted down that hot breakfast.